the greatest of all time will be laid to rest today. After a week of tributes and remembrances, there's a funeral service for Muhammad Ali in Kentucky. Yesterday, an estimated 14,000 people gathered to mourn him at a janaza or a Muslim funeral.
أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ.
Now I'll be officiating the janaza for our dear beloved brother Muhammad Ali, the people's champ.
Now today, thousands more celebrate the people's champ at an interfaith service in his hometown of Louisville in Kentucky. President Bill Clinton is to deliver the eulogy for Ali. The Obamas sent their regrets. Today is Malia Obama's high school graduation. But it's the perfect day to have Rosie Perez here. Our takeaway studios, of course, are here in New York, where Ali fought 11 times during his professional career. Rosie Perez is an actress and an activist. She got her film debut dancing a lot like Ali, as a matter of fact, in white trunks with black trim, dancing like Ali and Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. And around New York, you'll catch Rosie Perez ringside at nearly any fight, from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn to the small clubs around the city. It's where Rosie Perez has earned her title as the First Lady of Boxing, a fan, a devotee, and an expert in the fight game. Rosie Perez, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
And I'm happy to have you. What have you been thinking about this week?
Oh, so many thoughts have flooded my mind. The great author who spent a lot of time with Muhammad Ali, Thomas Hauser, emailed me to check on me to see how I was doing. And I told him, I said, I can't stop crying. I feel like a family member of mine have passed away. And he said, don't cry, smile and remember him, because that's what he would want you have. He would have wanted you to have done.
Do you approach Ali as an activist, as a leader, as a fighter? You're probably going to say all three, but where do you start with him?
I start with Ali, despite the fact that I've been named the First Lady of Boxing, I would start with Ali as a human activist, because there has never been anyone in the entertainment industry or in the sports world that really put his career on hold for his principles, whether you agreed with them or not. You know, he did that. And he lost 3 to 4 years of his athletic career because he did not want to fight in the Vietnam War. And that's really outstanding. So for me, he's a human activist first and a fighter second.
Muhammad Ali refused to step forward for the draft in 1966. He lost his boxing license.
That's right.
He faced prison time. He went to the Supreme Court.
My intention is to box to win a clean fight. But in war, the intention is to kill, 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 and continue killing innocent people.
I always came at Ali for his political activity, for an athlete and a celebrity. Not like, look, Bono is great, George Clooney is great. I like those guys too. But this is somebody who laid it on the line. He put his entire career out there, lost millions of dollars of income, and could have gone to jail for refusing to step forward. I've heard him referred to this week by some as a draft dodger. He was the opposite of a draft dodger.
Yes, I would agree. And you know, and I get into a lot of debates with boxing fans who have served in our U.S. military, and they have very, very derogatory comments in regards to Ali. And I said, how can you say that? How can you say that? Whether you agree with his stance or not, you have to give the man credit. You know, you talk about George Clooney, you talk about Bono. Would any of them today put their career aside for their principles, for their beliefs? You know, maybe so. I don't know. And so, you know, in regards to a boxer, you know, he was the greatest. He was the greatest, because even Mike Tyson stated that Sugar Ray Robinson is viewed as the greatest, but still, Ali was faster than him, and that was extraordinary for a heavyweight. And so he was an extraordinary fighter and an extraordinary human being. And the one thing that I want people to really understand about Ali that I personally took from him is that he was the first person of color to stand up during a very, very tumultuous time in our country and say, I am who I am. Get used to it. I am confident. I am cocky. This is my God, not yours. This is my belief, not yours. I am here. get used to it. And that was really an extraordinary thing to say. And in the same breath, he was the same person who said disparaging comments about Frazier. I mean, horrible comments about Frazier. You know, during that time, it made America, the people of color in America, really, really think about their politics and really think about which side did they fall upon. Were they the new angry black man of America who said, I am not going to stand for the white establishment? Or were they on the side of Joe Frazier, who says, I love America. I'm not an Uncle Tom. There's nothing wrong with my belief system. He's just an incredible man. And later on in his career, he stood up and apologized to Joe Frazier. The apology came late, yes, but he did apologize. In regards to Malcolm X, he apologized. He says his biggest mistake ever was turning his back on Malcolm X. Who does that? Who stands up and says, I made a mistake and I ask for your forgiveness?
And in politics, in the part of Ali's life that was political, almost nobody does that. I want to take the minute that I have with you, Rosie Perez, and I want to talk about boxing because you have expertise in this about his speed, not only his fists, but in his feet. And I want to talk to you about fighting. How do you view Ali as a fighter? He was fast, as you said. Now, I've already said in the beginning of Do the Right Thing, one of the things that you're famous for, I saw it was hip hop, but I saw those feet moving. And I saw those white trunks with the black trim. A little bit of Ali there.
A tad. I won't claim that because that would be an embarrassment. I would say this is that he was extraordinary because not only was he extraordinary with the jab, he could throw the jab in such rapid fire succession for a heavyweight. His weight was not a factor. And also his right. He used his right in a devastating way. And his feet, the Ali shuffle that he coined himself. He could walk backwards, throw a punch, and slip out of the way. And he would force his opponent to charge towards him, and then he would tag him again. That's extraordinary. If you understand fighting, that's extraordinary. Because the basis of the sweet science is to hit and not get hit. And in his early career, Ali mastered that. He mastered that, hands down. And it was sad that the time that he took off, he came back and he was a little bit slower. And still, he found a way to win.
And I would encourage people to go back. There's a fight that nobody has seen against Jack London during the time that Ali lost his license and was fighting in Europe. He went at a guy named Jack London and hit him with about 13 punches in 3 seconds. The last one on the top of London's head, and he dropped him.
Oh, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
You go back and watch the fight and you'll see the speed. Now, Ali was accused, of course, of running from punches, but he had those fast feet. But when he came in with those fists, and you can see it in the Jack London fight, Rosie Perez, it was like a machine gun.
You know what? If you understand boxing, he wasn't running from punches. That's called dancing. That's called the Willie Pep.
And that's where we'll leave it. That's the dancing, and nobody knows dancing and boxing better than Rosie Perez. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The world bids farewell to Muhammad Ali, protester, leader, risk-taker, showman, heavyweight champion of the world, and in his words, the prettiest fighter ever to step foot in the ring. And one final takeaway for you, the Tony Awards are on Sunday. Hamilton is favored to win Best New Musical and everything else, but did you know that Muhammad Ali starred on Broadway? He played a militant black lecturer in the musical Buck White while he was barred from boxing back in 1969.
We came in chains. We came in misery. Now all our suffering and pains are part of history.
Muhammad Ali is Buck White on Broadway in 1969. You can always follow me on Twitter at Todd Zwillick. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. I am Todd Zwillick, and for John Hockenberry, this is The Takeaway.
We came in chains.
Support for The Takeaway comes from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, whose goal is a world without blood cancers, funding research for new treatments and targeted approaches to therapy. Learn more at lls.org. The Henry Luce Foundation, for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. The Takeaway's resilience reporting is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. For more, go to rockfound.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.